USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 on Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, also allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will need several more votes before it's approved and would provide more than $500 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband expansion, drinking water projects, and more. And 5 people remain missing as the largest wildfire burning in the country continues to threaten hundreds of homes in Northern California. The Plumas County Sheriff's Office said Saturday that it had located 21 people, but that 5 were still unaccounted for in the Dixie Fire. The blaze has burned through more than 446,000 acres of land. It's about 21% contained, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Concern is growing over Apple's new attempt to catch child abusers. Mike Fortier reports.
Apple this week announcing it's planning to release software for iPhones that will detect images of child abuse or child porn. That's raising concerns about privacy, though. Facebook's WhatsApp announcing Friday it won't use the software. WhatsApp saying this is the wrong approach and a setback for people's privacy all over the world. The head of WhatsApp says researchers have not been allowed to check the scanning software for vulnerabilities. Apple, though, says concerns about privacy are overblown. It estimates the odds of someone being falsely ID'd as a child abuser as less than 1 in a trillion. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to take commercial flights out if they can because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Louisiana is facing one of the highest rates of COVID infection in the country, setting a record Friday for people hospitalized with the virus with more than 2,400. It was the fourth straight day that the state set a new high. Dr. Mark Klein is the physician-in-chief at Children's Hospital in New Orleans and says that the state's healthcare system is being pushed to the brink. He tells CBS News that they're facing a whole new challenge in the Delta variant.
About 90% of the patients that are hospitalized today across the state of Louisiana are unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of unvaccinated people, and so there are some breakthrough cases among the vaccinated, but those tend to be very mild. They typically do not produce hospitalization and deaths. And, we're just dealing with a different animal now than we did a year ago. This new variant is not only more contagious, it's more virulent. It's impacting young people and children in a way that the original version of the virus did not. And hospitals across the state of Louisiana and a number of the adjoining states are just inundated to the point where we're really concerned that we won't be able to provide care to others who need us.
And on the penultimate day of competition at the 2020 Olympics, Team USA took gold in the men's and women's 400-meter relays. With the win, Allyson Felix becomes the most decorated American track and field athlete in Olympic history, with 7 golds, 3 silvers, and a bronze. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.